Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. 74 years ago today, one of the most significant conflicts of the Second World War was heading towards its last week. Lake Effect essayist Art Sear believes it's important to think back on the Battle of the Bulge.
On December 16, 1944, Nazi Germany launched an enormous offensive through the quiet, thinly defended Ardennes Forest in Belgium. Adolf Hitler and planners in Berlin achieved total surprise. Initially, German forces rapidly gained ground. For Europeans among the Allies, the attack was eerily reminiscent of the 1940 German drive that overran France and secured Nazi domination of the continent. Among General Dwight D. Eisenhower's comrades at Supreme Allied Headquarters, fear was visible, along with alarm. The tide of the battle did not clearly turn until General George Patton's 3rd Army broke through to the 101st Airborne Division, surrounded by the Wehrmacht in the crossroads town of Bastogne on the day after Christmas. Brutal fighting continued all throughout January. However, Nazi hopes of breaking the Western Front and Anglo-American alliance were defeated. Other battles in U.S. history were in certain respects more costly or complicated. During the Civil War, Gettysburg and other engagements resulted in a higher percentage of casualties among combatants. During World War II, such enormous amphibious invasions as Normandy, Iwo Jima, and Leyte Gulf in the Philippines were inherently more complex in logistical terms. In the European theater, the scale of the war on the Eastern Front was much greater than in the West. Nonetheless, in American history, the Battle of the Bulge remains the biggest single land engagement. Approximately a quarter of a million United States troops were pitted against a comparable number of German forces. Basic lessons of the Bulge include personnel and materiel. Eisenhower's skills included remarkable capacity to get difficult personalities to work together, plus constant attention to logistics. Casualties on both sides were enormous in both men and supplies. The Allies could replace them. The Germans, at that point, could not. Flamboyant Patton was controversial for harsh discipline and extreme language, yet he immediately, instinctively recognized the great threat of the Ardennes attack, and Third Army troops performed with monumental ability, moving rapidly over difficult terrain in terrible winter weather. African American soldiers, generally prohibited from serving in combat, operated the Red Ball Express, a gigantic truck convoy system that supplied the front. Under the enormous pressures generated by the Bulge, they were offered the opportunity to serve in combat units but had to sacrifice earned military seniority. Thousands volunteered on these terms, and they were vital to Allied victory. At the tactical level, Corporal Henry F. Werner near Dambuckenbach, Belgium, knocked out 2 German tanks, and then his 57-millimeter anti-tank gun jammed. He was firing a pistol at a 3rd approaching tank when the German driver backed up and withdrew. One of Werner's shots had killed the commander, and the crew was unable to proceed, a characteristic reaction among German troops. American, British, and other Allied soldiers were much more likely to improvise and continue fighting after their officers were hit. Werner, later killed in action, was awarded the Medal of Honor. When the Nazi Reich surrendered, Eisenhower commented the war had not yet been won. True victory would require Germany to embrace democracy and stability. Admirable and effective German Chancellor Angela Merkel was selected as 2015 Person of the Year by Time magazine. The Allies have won the war, undeniably. Honor Chancellor Merkel and honor Ike and associates who got this job done.
Lake Effect contributor Art Sear is a professor of political economy and world business and director of the Clausen Center for World Business at Carthage College in Kenosha.